You know what? You know what's going to happen? I don't care if this is literally the worst podcast or audio or whatever it is that I've ever recorded or said in my entire life. I have recorded and deleted far too many clips. Not only that, but I actually recorded a full-on intro last Saturday, and I also recorded a segment on Tuesday, I think it was, and I deleted those. And the intro was actually good. The segment, trash. Set it on fire, put it in the river, down home on the range. I don't know. It was bad. But I got rid of it. And that's like at least an hour worth of just talking and putting my brain out there. And I deleted it. Why? Admittedly, wasn't great. But I'm sure there's something that it could have salvaged in all the shit that I've recorded and deleted. So you know what I'm doing now? I do not care if I end up forgetting what I want to talk about, so much so that I start talking about the thread of a sheet at Kmart. I do not give a shit if I end up talking about what flavour of Meagerings is the best, which is obviously blue. I do not give a shit if I just keep giving examples of how much I don't care for the rest of the episode. I don't care that you can hear the fan in the background. I don't care that my phone's dying. I don't care that I can't decide if I want to sell my Yui Boom speakers or not. Don't care that I have eaten 2 minute noodles and referred to 2 minute noodles more than any 26-year-old should. Don't care that there was a huntsman in this. And the spider? What? This is a moment where Jess of 10 or 15 minutes ago would say, hey, cut, delete. But you know what? This is raw. This is uncensored. I don't give a shit that there was a huntsman in the shower and not, like, a hot, you know, Chris Hemsworth huntsman. Wow, that was a Freudian slip. Huntsman. I'm talking Charlotte's Web. If Charlotte got addicted to crack cocaine. Charlotte's Web of Lies. Oh my gosh, there's something in there, and it would be a movie about a cyber hacker called Charlotte. But the zero of Charlotte. Wait, I gave it away. I gave away the plot twist. Spoiler alert. Rewind 15 seconds and close your ears. The O of Charlotte would be a zero. Nailed it. Podcast complete. Welcome back to some of you. Welcome to the first one to others, and I'm so sorry for your loss to those of you that aren't going to return, because as much as I don't think that that would be intentionally, you know, the plan for any of you, I'm well aware of the drop-off rate for pretty much anything that you're trying to convert. And I know that there's no hope in hell that 100% of you listening are going to be here for episode 2, so I appreciate it. I appreciate your time, your energy. I appreciate the, like, screwed up face you're making while you're listening to this going, why did she record this? I appreciate the last good thing you did for someone, even if that person didn't appreciate it. And that's basically it, really. I've got a bit of an itchy eyebrow. Other than that, happy days. So yeah, a couple of housekeeping things. First of all, sound will be terrible. Absolutely atrocious. Guess what I don't do right now? Not English. I don't care. That's my answer. So as I said, fans on in the background. It's too hot to have it off, but it's too loud to have it on, so I chose comfort over audio quality. I've already made that joke twice tonight, in case you heard that and was like, wow, sounds like Jess doesn't give a shit. Guess what? I don't. But of course, because I keep bloody deleting clips willy-nilly, then you never got to heard that one. What? Oh my god. I'm really creating a case for the fact that this should be not only deleted, but the most deleted. I don't know how you delete something multiple times, but this should be the most deleted item the Anchor podcast app has ever seen. How are you? Good. Here's a question. Do you use a VPN? Because that, actually, before I fall down that fucking rabbit hole, because there's no returning from there, my name's Jess, and this is a podcast, the name of which, it's up in the air. It is currently, I think, this is my TED Talk, but I sense a lot of, like, copyright issues there. Probably shouldn't say that. I'm probably incriminating myself for future hearings, but I just sense it. It's in the waters. It's yet to be named in a lot of places, but I just think that's fucking pretentious. Like, why isn't it just called Doesn't Have a Name, hashtag SozFam? I don't know. So many options. So that's one. And then it's JessOMG. That doesn't really have, you know, punch to it. So first housekeeping thing is not 100% sure what this podcast is even called. Second housekeeping thing. I think there's just one. So, VPN. What is it? Do you use it? Bear with me. I'm going to Google what is a VPN? Cool. So I searched what is a VPN and it came up with 1, 2, 3 ads and no answers. Isn't that just a metaphor for life? Okay, I found a website. It's called How to Geek. And it says, what is a VPN and why would I need one? So, what is a VPN? A VPN, or virtual private network, allows you to create a secured connection to another network over the internet. So, these days, VPNs are really popular, but not for the reasons they were originally created. They were originally just a way to connect business networks together securely over the internet. Blah, blah, blah. Wow, this is the quality content you came for. So the reason why I'm asking is I listen to a lot of podcasts, and there's a podcast, shout out to Noel and Cody. The only reason I paused there is because I never know whether I'm going to say Noel or Cody. Wait, what? No. Those are the things I get confused. Noel or Noel? That's the confusion. But I think it's Noel Miller and Cody Ko. Cody Ko's a YouTuber from a while back. Noel Miller does a lot of gaming and Twitch streamer. And they have not only a podcast called Tiny Meat Gang, but they also make music under the... Oh my god, I just completely panicked and like almost died. Not about the music. I mean, it's good, but it doesn't incite a riot. So basically, my foot just hit the tag of a pillow, and I was convinced I was under attack from the family of the huntsman. That, by the way, we didn't injure. It is outside living its best life, which is great for the huntsman, and probably terrible for us in the future. But hey, just put this on my list of huntsman spiders that Jess didn't kill, right back along with the baby huntsman that I am going to have regrets about not murdering, probably in a couple of months' time. So watch this space, very excited, 12 out of 12, would recommend. So anyway, Tiny Meat Gang podcast, they make music, they've got a podcast. Actually, I'm going to... And I don't know if it's relevant at all that this isn't monetized, but my podcast obviously currently isn't monetized. If the sound goes really weird, that's because I'm literally on my phone now trying to find the audio and stuff that they do. Actually, what am I doing? What a basic bitch. As opposed to going on my phone, I'm just going to bring it up on my computer. Yes. Okay. Do do do. Do do do. So, tiny meat gang. This is so off topic. This is just promo to like 10 people. So, guys, TMG podcast. If you need a, you know, pay me what you owe me for this shout out, then I get it. I get it. Okay. No, so they make YouTuber music, but it's, you know, better. It's like, it sounds good. Often until you listen to the lyrics, but so this is,
hey, give me the jewel. Let me hit that. I got some clout. Bitch, I got some clout.
Okay, so that's their song called Clout. And just because I'm here, I am going to find Super Zan.
Put that Zan in another Zan and then just keep going until I get a bit. Zans in my teeth, Zans in my eyes. I crush your shit up, bro. Really got Zans in my eyes. I can't see shit. Ferrari gon' flip. I'm riding with AKs and piss. Back to Porsche out garage. And put the Porsche in your bitch. Put your bitch on the horse. I'm riding the Porsche and your bitch on a horse. Damn, too many Zans. Can't even feel my own ass.
So as you can tell, lyrical genius. But yeah, they do whatever. Anyway, what does this have to do with VPNs? Well, partially if I had a VPN, then it would hide the fact that my search history on basically everything is just YouTuber music, YouTuber podcasts, listen to Views by David Dobrik and Jason Nash religiously. Actually, I'm completely full of shit because the only YouTuber podcast that, oh no, that's a lie, I listen to Don't Mess with Christine Sadalko and Chris Clemens, and then of course Tiny Meat podcast, Tiny Meat Gang podcast, TMG podcast, and also Basement Yard with Joe Sanegato. Those are probably my main. Getting Curious isn't. That isn't a YouTuber podcast. He's on. Okay. Wow. If ever there was a record for going off the fucking track, then I would have it. So, all of this looped back to VPN. Do you have one? And if so, what one do you use? What do you use it for? If not, is that, you know, a choice you've made? Are you just not aware that you can have a VPN? Just questions, because I think I'm leaning towards VPN status. I'm not going to say that I'm a conspiracy theorist, because I'm not, but let's just say, I don't think that we should have unlimited trust in the people that monitor and, you know, quote unquote, protect our online safety. I just don't. And maybe that's because I do, like, consume so much YouTube and I, like, follow YouTubers and a lot of them are just infinitely cynical about the internet and particularly YouTube, which is like an ironic kind of twist. And as a result, that's kind of rubbed off on me and I'm just like inherently skeptical, and a lot of them obviously from America, where maybe the laws and whatnot around internet use and protection and all that kind of fun stuff are different. But yeah, like, maybe I'll check it out. I don't know. I think I need to find someone who uses one regularly just for day-to-day stuff. Don't want to talk to anyone who fucking uses one to try go on the dark web or any of that shit. Don't need illicit drugs showing up at my house. Don't need to know anything about the Silk Road. Don't need to buy any kind of weapon. 0 out of 12, would not recommend. Don't bring a friend, don't want it. But, you know, just knowing that I can buy something online and the likelihood that someone's gotten into my computer and is tracking. Wow. Conspiracy theory or things that have actually happened in the past and now we're just being careful. You decide. You decide, fam. So that's one thing that I wanted to ask is, do you use a VPN? What do we have next? Well, fun fact, the light in my room turns off and on with a remote. So, I don't know if you're quite aware of exactly how convenient that is, but the answer is pretty fucking convenient. Yep, so that's that. That's that topic. What else? Ginger beer's good. More so than that, discovered after I moved to Australia, Kirk's ginger beer. Now, Bundaberg's ye old staple in New Zealand, even though it is obviously a Queensland company, but there's something about this Kirk's. I think it's just like, it tastes like straight up just ginger beer and yeast, which I realise I said ginger beer and yeast. Don't add yeast to your ginger beer. Yeast should really be in your ginger beer if you're making it at home. I don't know. I made it at home a lot. Is that fine? Is that normal? Is that normal? Did people make it at home? Was that just me? Obviously not just me. I feel like if I am a unique unicorn in any way, it's probably not in the way that I made carbonated beverages at home. But is that common? Okay, here's the thing. I realise that apparently this is not fucking common at all. I am very used to the fact that at school, you have calf club days. It's not, you know, non-negotiable calf club days. That's what you have at school. Calf club day is you bring your calf, surprise, or your lamb to school, and you have rearing competitions where they basically judge how pedigree your calf is or how pedigree your lamb is, and you have other competitions which I forget the name of, but basically you walk them around and you can enter your lamb or your calf in both or just one or just the other, and it's a whole thing and you spend the entire day with your calf or your lamb, and I entered with both. The weird thing is that the calf I entered with, but was always kept at my friend Tracy's house. So was it really my calf? Who knows? But I'll tell you what, I sure as heck went to regionals with that calf. Don't remember if I got anything there, but I won a prize before that point, so that's what really matters. Also had a lamb, Tootsie. So Trixie, I think, was the calf. Tootsie was the lamb. Tootsie was a sweet baby angel, and I'm pretty sure won something. But that's not even my point. Oh. Wait. What's the thesis? Oh, that's weird. Oh. That's even weirder. Okay. Don't mind me, but let's just say I have realised that I've got a habit of, as soon as I start filming something, people I mention end up messaging me. Namely, that was Tracy, that I had the calf at her house. So everyone say, hi Tracy. Bye Tracy. Okay, that sounded like she's about to get murdered. That's not what I meant. So what was I saying? Yeah, but I was under the impression that that was super, super, super fucking normal. Obviously, you know, maybe not if you grow up in the very middle of New York City or whatever the fuck, but I just figured that any school that was slightly rural would have that. Well, found out in probably the most savage of ways that that's not the case. Found that out at work. Basically just did one of the old sweeping, oh yeah, you know, calf club days, and have people like, what the fuck? I'm realizing as I say this that that story actually isn't that great, and ultimately all it is the fact that I thought that everyone took animals to school and not everyone did, so probably could have summed up that whole story in the way I just did then. Awesome, moving on. Okay, so what I do want to have a look at is, this is very random, but I also remember, so there was a YouTuber, here's the thing, YouTube is my TV, YouTube is my Netflix. What's really weird to me is that people still think of YouTube as like cat videos and Vine compilations, and literally it is all of those things, but more so, like, if you actually subscribe and follow creators, it's TV. Like, I get my news from YouTube. I am subscribed to Philip DeFranco. I don't always watch his videos. I tend to do like a binge of all of them and go, oh, that's that thing that people were talking about. But that's no shade on him, that's just me consuming news in general. Fucking, I just don't have time. By the way, when I say I don't have time, that means I definitely have like time. I've got hours in the day. I just don't have like discipline and all of the stuff you need to actually follow through on that. So watch Philip DeFranco. I'm just trying to pull up my subscription so I can tell you what's in there and what I actually watch right now. Because, you know, Brianne Worth, she's good. Gina Marbles is an OG, but admittedly, I don't always watch her stuff. You've got Gary Vee, watch a little long form stuff there. Zayn Hijazi, Heath Hazar, David Dobrik, Jason Nash, Trisha Paytas, Liza Koshy, Carly and Erin, Gabby Hanna, etc, etc, etc. Those who know are like, yes! And the other 90% of you are just very confused at this point. But it's good. Like, all of the videos are, you know, 15-20 minutes, so it's the actual length of an episode. And it's just good. I just like it. Can't remember how we ended up talking about YouTube. Oh, that's right, fuck. Okay, so there was an old YouTuber, and his name is Ray William Johnson, and I don't know what the scandal was, but he got caught up in some kind of scandal, and his MCN were scamming people, and whatever the fuck. So, but he had a song, and I remember it had a really catchy chorus, and it was called Orphan Tears. And I want to say, I haven't listened to the song probably literally since 2010. Oh my god, I found it. 36 million views. That's fucking crazy, considering I know that probably no one listening to this will have ever heard the song, but 36 million views. It had a really catchy, but like really low-key traumatic and probably 2018 problematic chorus. I'll play it for you.
Can't stop us from going to the local dance spot. Instead of drinking imported beer, somebody brought a bottle of Orphan Tears. We popped the top, we knew it was in it. Yeah, we were all so stupid to sip it. Orphan Tears are so hallucinogenic. I took one drink and saw a two-headed midget. And the room filled with colors and shapes. And suddenly DJ was covered in snakes. Oh, snap.
Okay, just a pause. I realized that I've already played like half a minute of it. That's because I'm scanning through the like bar at the bottom trying to figure out where the fuck the chorus is, and I have no idea. So just bear with me. You're going to listen to the start of this and then the chorus. And honestly, I've probably already overhyped the chorus. But that's okay. Because together we achieve... Shut the fuck up, Jess. Alright, I'm just going to play it.
And what made it worse was I swear I saw a unicorn humping a smurf, and a rainbow appeared out of Wax's ass. He passed some gas and it snapped in half. Yo, DJ, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm trying to hook up with this girl in a wheelchair.
Alright, chill there. I think a bulimic Care Bear might pick a fight with Jesus. I don't believe...
Okay. Instant regret. Basically just terrible words. But... we're already here now, and I've already said I'm not going to delete this no matter how fucking terrible it is. I'm just going to hit play and we'll just get through the chorus, and honestly, I've definitely overhyped it. It's not going to be good. It's going to be bad, actually. Unsubscribe.
David, I'm going to be seasick. These orbiteers are about to make me trip.
Little children near and far, don't know where your parents are. Cry directly in this jar. I will drink it at the bar.
Okay, yeah, well, moving on immediately. That does make me think, though, like, YouTube music was... It had its time. Like, obviously, everyone's heard Everyday Bro. If you haven't, then... I guess... guess I've got to play it for you. Really don't want to add to Jake Paul's 220 million views.
Yeah.
But if you don't know, you need to know, you know?
You don't know what's about to happen, baby. Team 10, Los Angeles, Cali boy. But I'm from Ohio, the white boy. It's Everyday Bro with the Disney Channel flow. Bye.
Okay, that's enough. It's been great. That's been great. Big fan of Bo Burnham. Just on a side note, big Bo Burnham fan. God, he's so good. I feel like I really just want to go and find some Bo Burnham stuff and be like, here, listen to this. But I can't be like, how the fuck would a review podcast be? It's my podcast. I just play a whole lot of other recordings and then just be like, do you like it? I mean, honestly, though, I just described, like, every second YouTube channel in 2018. All tea, all shade. I can't remember how we got where we are. But I'm sure it was great. I'll just check. Ah, well, we've been going for 28-something minutes. I'll tell you what. I am going to go and listen to maybe like the first 2 minutes of it and see if I'm okay with the tone. If not, then I'm still going to keep it because I'm not going to fucking delete it. I absolutely refuse, but I will post a groveling apology after this. However, if I like it, I don't know, man. I haven't planned for all scenarios, but I feel like I'll be fine. So, long story short, I'm going to play some fun transition music here. And talk to you soon. Okay, welcome back. Yay! Good news and bad news. Good news is that I am back here, and that's great. Bad news is, didn't like the half hour of podcast that you just listened to that much. Good news, doesn't mean you won't. Bad news, if you didn't, you're only finding out now that there's a potential disclaimer that you won't like it. So all in all, really good, solid results. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of whatever the fuck this podcast is called. I will be returning. And actually, no, you know what? You know what I was gonna do? Again, because this is just so fucking me, and I can't remember if I spoke about this in the first episode, but if so, or if not, I'm going to speak about it again now. I'm not going to overhype this shit. Guess what? A lot of you won't like it. Guess what? Someone will. Guess what? Those aren't good ratios. But basically what I'm saying is, I'm not going to overhype it. I'm not going to tell you this is the best thing ever, because honestly it's super low budget. I'm filming this on my work phone, no microphone, bruh. But that's what it is, that's how it is, that's how we roll. It's all good, fam. Basically, I'm just going to put stuff out there, and if you like it, please listen to it. Again, a joke I've already made. You won't actually know whether or not you should have listened to it before you actually do, but that's half of the fun. You gotta keep people guessing about whether or not they're wasting their time. So I think that's quite enough out of me. There's really no rhyme, logic, or reason to anything. So I really appreciate if you are still here after almost 40 minutes. Look after your pets and your parents and your peers. Mainly your pets and your parents. Okay, tweet me at David Dobrik, or you can add me on Insta, which is It's Jess OMG. India Tango Sierra Juliet Echo Sierra Sierra Oscar Mike Golf. Still got it. Wabam. I think that's definitely enough. Okay, bye.